Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, as the Mets try to embark on finding their first win tonight, I thought it was a good time to revisit Met fans. You might have a lot of time for summer reading. There's a lot of great Mets books that exist, okay? Some might say some around here wrote a Mets book, maybe titled My Mets Bible. Oh, more on that later.
Displaying it right
I'm
now.
I'm a loser.
So it got me thinking, if you're a Met fan and living that life, what are the best Met books of all time?
Oh, there's some great ones.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
The Captain, a memoir.
Anthony DiComo, right?
By David Wright.
Oh, my bad.
Yes.
Didn't Anthony DiComo write it with him, though?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I got it right.
The cover, though, is very bold by David Wright.
Why would you think Anthony DiComo instead of...
No, Anthony DiComo wrote it with him.
Right. I know, but it's about David Wright.
I know, but I'm thinking about the author.
Yeah, it's still, I guess it's a... Which one's the one, auto or regular bio?
Well, I think it's an autobiography, right, but Anthony DiComo helped him. Like, yeah, he was a part of, you know, David Wright probably was like, I'm not going to sit here and write the book by myself.
And when you think about it, this has to make the list because... When you are a captain of the other team in town, while the captain in this town, Derek Jeter, is playing baseball, I know, not always overlapping. It takes a lot of balls to write a book called The Captain,
the
memoir.
You got to stop, bro. He was the captain of the Mets. When not the Yankees, you're the Yankees. Derek Jeter's great. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. If you say the captain in New York, I mean, I love David Wright.
I think you got to find a different title.
Or you could say Willis Reed. I mean, there's been a lot of captains in this town.
How about
but
the
did
right
Willis
way.
Reed go by the captain?
Say it one more time.
Did Willis Reed go by the captain?
Yeah, he was the captain. There's a lot of captains in this
Messier
town. Mark
was
Messier was a captain. There's a lot of freaking captains. Derek Jeter doesn't own it. And it's this, you know what? He wanted it, Loogie. No, you got it. You got what you wanted. Did you plant this?
You asked me 10 minutes ago why I hate Yankees.
Yeah, you just reminded me. You brought me back to my childhood.
I didn't do nothing.
This has nothing to do with Derek Jeter. It has to do with David Wright. So say the book's name. Say his name.
The Captain, a memoir. It made my list.
And don't mock David Wright. He had a damn good career. What? Doesn't have to be compared to, let me be condescending. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
All right, he's still doing it.
Here we go.
All right, so I'm looking at their baseball reference pages.
don't do this.
Because on the baseball reference, you know, they and football reference and hockey, they give you the nicknames.
Yeah.
And Jeets's nicknames are Mr. November, the Captain, and Captain Clutch, or DJ. Well, let's look up David Wright.
David Wright is the captain, and he also has Captain America from the World Baseball Classic.
Wow. A new variation.
David,
hold on.
David Wright. David Wright's nicknames. Ready?
Yeah.
Captain America.
Captain America.
Or D-Dub, but not the captain.
Well, not the captain.
Whatever.
See? Also stole that from Zach Parise. But here we go.
Number four.
The Bad Guys Won. A season of brawling, boozing, bimbo chasing, and championship baseball, of course. With everybody, it's the story of the 1986 Mets, the rowdiest team ever to put on a New York uniform, and maybe the best, by Jeff Perlman, who only writes really good sports
books. It's a very good book, but I hated it, and it's not against him. There were certain things I just didn't want to know, if that makes any sense.
Right, so don't read it.
I did read it.
Well,
I didn't
if you
know.
Didn't want to know the truths.
Do you think I knew that Kevin Mitchell was going to do that to a kitten? You think I knew that?
I know.
You think I knew that? You think I went in knowing that? I read it. I saw it. I was disgusted.
All right.
And if you don't know what I mean, too bad. Go read it yourself then.
Yeah.
Or Google it.
The whole point of the book was to give you the ugly backstories of that deal.
I understand. Did you know that that was going to happen?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I was more interested in the bimbo chase. Here we go.
Number three.
The worst team money could buy.
Yeah.
It's a sneaky good book. The story of the high payroll 1992 Mets that were a disaster. John Harper, Bob Clappish.
It's so funny. The
fun
worst
year for young Adam.
The worst team money could buy, the first year I really remember, 1992. First game I ever scored. The first book, first scorecard in this book, My Mets Bible on Sale Today, was a game from 1992. But when I think of the worst team money could buy, I always think of 93, even if it was really 92. Because in 93, they lost 103 games, and in 92, it was just in the 90s. So even though the correct, like, and I make this mistake all the time, you've probably heard me say it on the Rico, it's maybe even in this book. It's a mistake, but not really, because in my brain, the worst team money could buy is the 92 and the 93 Mets, but really the 93 Mets, even if the book was written about the 92 Mets.
What was the money discrepancy of the two seasons?
Really it was a high payroll for both teams.
Same. So.
Yeah. Still they had the same, you know, Eddie Murray, Bobby Bonilla, Brett Saberhagen. It was the same crap.
Yeah. Brett Saberhagen's hitting fun. Fun place for a while in Long Island. Here we go.
Number two.
Game 7, 1986. Failure and triumph in the biggest game of
Ron
my life.
Darling.
Ron Darling. And you know what's great about this book?
That is a very good book, by the way.
What's great about this book is every time you think of the 86 Mets, you think of Game 6. Mm. You have a book about Ron Darling and Game 7.
Yep. Right.
You know, it's a game that's actually forgotten about, even though the Mets won a World Series.
It's the game we picked last year to do the rewatch on Rico Brugna during the offseason. We all rewatched Game 7 of the 86 World Series because of everything you just said. Kind of a forgotten about game because the Mets were down in that game.
Right.
It's not like the Mets cruised to a victory after the dramatic Game 6 victory. Great book. Who's number one then if it's not Ronnie?
Here we go.
Number one.
Number one. This is a new one on the list. It's called My Mets Bible.
I'm a loser.
It's by Evan Roberts, and you better buy it today or you'll regret it forever. Congrats, Evan, on writing a book officially out for sale. No more pre-orders. Get it.
Yes, it's here. And we'll do some book signings. Tiki's joining me, which I feel terrible about that I'm dragging him out there. But he's hanging out with me in Staten Island next Wednesday and Astoria, Queens next Friday. Thank you, Sean Morash.
By the way, you know who else is the captain?
There's a lot of people. Who else?
This is just Major League Baseball. You just search the captain and
John Franco is the captain.
Carlos Correa.
Carlos Correa is the captain of who?
I don't.
He's the captain of the Twins right now?
No, I don't know.
His nickname's the captain. My inverted ass, will anybody ever call him the captain?
And it's according to Baseball Reference.
With Houston, was he the captain?
He was a young player
back then, right?
I guess. I'm assuming it's Houston.
It's not Minnesota.
It can't be Minnesota because he's only been there for a year and a
half. I mean, if Carlos Correa was the captain, good. I always think Altuve is the captain.
Also one of his nicknames, as is Brandon Belt.
I could see Brandon Belt.
Baby Giraffe, Bob, or the captain.
All right.
I love getting to these rabbit holes.
I mean, you are. All the captains that are out there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.